a Pokemon card restock at a GameStop in Colma, California, turned violent. A 49-year-old man tried cutting in line for the cards. These are well-known collectibles worth big money. The guy's name is Miguel Flores. A fight broke out, and he smashed a jar on the head of a fan in a Pikachu hoodie. The 27-year-old Pikachu-hoodied Isaac Callis then grabbed the broken glass and stabbed the original man back several times. Everybody was injured.
Mm.
But all the witnesses said it was this guy who instigated it. He took his jar and slammed it over this guy's head.
I'll tell you, you want to watch some interesting videos, Google like YouTube Pokemon fights, because it's becoming such a thing.
The collectors are fighting?
Yes, because these card drops, like when they find out a store gets a card, you know, a shipment of cards in, they'll stake it out. They'll wait like these people in lines, and it gets chippy.
Do you know how how the information gets out? Who leaks the intel?
I don't know, because I saw a funny one the other day of a bunch of guys like milling about in a Target. A guy was filming them like, look at these adults out here, you know, pushing kids out of the way for Pokemon cards.
Yeah, I mean, a 49-year-old dude with armed with a jar.
Yeah. Well, because they're trying to resell.
Why did he have his jar? Was he going to put the Pokemon cards in the jar?
I don't know.
Never touching human hands or something?
Yeah, a lot of places have put in like limits that you can buy now. Like you can all buy one case.
Huh.
Well, the line cutter.
Yeah.
He winds up getting cut after the altercation. Boy, I didn't know. I didn't know Pokemon was such a thing still. I guess.
Right.
I guess it is. These are things. I'm just out of the loop, man. I'm just out of the loop on that kind of stuff, you know?
I mean, it's just a world I'll never know. I mean, any of those collectibles. I mean, you hear these stories about, to me, it's the same thing as this baseball sold for $2 million. It's just a world we'll never inhabit.
No, true. But I guess if a baseball signed by Mickey Mantle sells for that much, you're like, okay.
I've heard of Mickey Mantle.
Right. But Pokemon, I didn't know that was still going on. Remember they used to do what were they trying to catch where they weren't even real? You'd go and find these.
They're virtual, right? The kids would find them with their phone.
Oh, yeah.
Not all kids. We had adults. We know adults who did it.
Yes. My son was running all around Disney World trying to find the invisible Pokemon. Britt, you're talking about Pokemon cards. Go ahead.
Yeah, people in Britt here. I was just going to say that. Like, I watch those videos every day of, like, it's especially at Target, GameStop, and there's some grocery stores that have, like, machines. Uh-huh. And there's people that wait for the restock. They'll push kids out of the way. They'll, like, just throw all the cards in the buggy, the ones with the machine. I've seen them just sit there for an hour and just get every single card out of the machine and throw them into, like, a huge pallet to leave.
Do you think, Britt, these people are collecting them to collect them or, as Biggie said, to resell?
No, those are the scalpers. They're just getting them to resell them and jack the price up. Oh, because you can see, like, the last set that came out, 151, they were selling on eBay for like $300 for a pack.
Unbelievable. It's money.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about.
And to paraphrase Don Henley, Jesus people bought them.
Yes. Yes.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
There's a market for that will pay that.
Thank you, Britt.
I'll tell you, when you see the scalpers, to me, they look exactly like they should.
As you think
they're like middle-aged, chunky white dudes who are like, wear shirts that say, yeah, I'm an a-hole.
So what of it?
Yeah, so what of it? Because we will be like, you're doing this. Your kids want these.
Mm.
You don't care.
They don't
care. I am who I am.
The answer to every question is money. And they're looking to buy it. I mean, to get those and then sell them at jacked up rate. Fart Sniffer Deluxe, you have a comment on this. FSD, go ahead.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was telling Biggie, I got, a six-year-old, and he's super into Pokemon. I can never get the cards for him because of these jerks.
Mm-hmm.
And like Biggie said, they always look the same. I used to manage that sneaker store down the block from you guys.
Okay.
And every Saturday morning, the same characters would be in line. Trying to scam, trying to scalp. And, like, I would literally have to break up fights between them and the people who actually wanted the sneakers to collect them and add them to their collection and actually appreciate them. These jerks, like, all they care about is money.
It's money,
And like the previous caller said, I've seen them knock little kids out of the way. It's insane. Let kids have their thing.
Come on,
you know what I mean?
Deplorable.
It's the same thing with, I collect vinyl records.
I know you do.
Once a year, twice a year, they do this thing called Record Store Day. where it's like special issue releases to local indie record stores. And it's always a big deal. People start lining up sometimes, you know, overnight, especially if there's a big release. But without a doubt, normally the first five people in line are people who are going to buy the records just to resell them online.
Are they whores?
Yeah, because to me, it takes
the dirty word
away. Yeah, a lot of record stores will say, like now, they'll say one copy per person.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you'd have guys go in there and buy, let's say it was Taylor Swift did a special release. You knew that was going to be. So you'd have the guys go in, if there were 10 copies of them, they'd buy all 10.
Oh.
Yeah, because they're immediately leaving to go sell online.
Easy.
I'm upset about that. Oh, man.
Easy, pal.
Not all 10 Taylors.
People ruin anything enjoyable.
Thank you, Fart Sniffer Deluxe, for your insightful commentary on what's going on here.
And again, for the record, Chris Kelly used to be a Republican, but this morning he said, quote, money ruins everything.
I mean, I love money. I love money.
He really does.
I love money. If you can just go about it, it's set up if you can go about it the right way, you know?
Highest net worth in the room says what?
What? What? I love money.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to do it the right way. I want to knock Pokemon cards out of children's hands.
Highest net worth in the room says what?
What? I don't want to bash someone over the head with a mason jar.
No.
And then get stabbed with shards of
that same jar.
While a Pokemon card is in play.
I tell you what, if I was the other people around, and I would say I didn't see him get stabbed, I'd play dumb.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd help the stabber.
Yeah, he fell on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did he stab him with it? I didn't see anything.
Walk around his bleeding body with your cards and just dangle them over him. You know, like, look what I got. You know, I got these cards. But there's nothing illegal about what they're doing, right?
No.
They just get their
it's just
dirty.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, scalping is illegal, but I mean, I guess if you sell something that is a collectible, there's no rules on that.
So there's no rule. If I buy a Pokemon card for $5 and sell it a year later on a Facebook Marketplace for $3,000, no issue.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
Well, you see it a lot, Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
There was a person in this building who tried to pull that scam on some, when the little mini Nintendo systems came out. You can guess who tried to pull this.
I know who you're talking about.
He bought like six of them, then tried to
sell them
back.
That's the guy.
Then he tried to sell them back. And
he did not.
At a higher price, but he got called out online.
Look, I love money.
He does.
But I'm just not going to go about
People started realizing he was a local celebrity. And
there
called him out
other ways.
He is a local celebrity.
Well, yeah.
And then he did that. My goodness.